95.7 Hog, the Morning Hog Brew Review time. It's happy hour. That means Josh Messer-Pratt is bringing the happy. What's up, man?
Yo.
Hi. Welcome back.
Thank you.
And good morning. Happy hour was, I don't know how long, where that phrase was originated.
I'll Google it.
No, don't do that.
It was just quick hour research. Before, and then you bring the alcohol, it becomes happy hour.
Got it. Well, this is why we're playing this out today, and you've made us happy with what looks to be four delicious cans of something.
That truly.
Okay,
yep. Truly. Truly, a new sampler, seasonal sampler, let's put it that way.
Okay.
They had something similar last year, but they're bringing it back. It's their Truly Celebration Sampler.
Okay.
Some of the flavors are new and a couple of classics, but yeah, just came out. 5% alcohol, you ready to go?
5%? Yes, please.
All right.
Where do we start?
How about Cranberry Cheers?
Oh my gosh. It's just like a holiday celebration. Right? We're celebrating holidays, basically.
That's right.
Or getting ready to celebrate the holidays.
Well, we got some, winter holidays coming up here shortly, right?
Yeah. As far as the calendar year is concerned, yes.
Whether
we get winter, not so much. I mean, it gets cold here, but that's
like,
about it.
I feel like Steve is giving you a weather challenge right now. Yeah. Unacceptable.
Smell this here.
Well, this has got a cranberry.
Ooh.
Pow.
Good smell.
This is going to be one of those flavor-forward Trulies, I have a feeling, Josh.
I have a feeling, too.
Kind of like right in the middle.
No. No,
not a big punch.
It dissipates really quickly.
Yeah, yeah.
In a good way. So you get a little punch right up front, and then it dissipates like a regular seltzer.
Okay.
It reminds me of something, but I can't put my finger on it.
It's like somebody knocking at your door, but not a whole lot of times. Just like a...
Like when you're not sure if somebody actually knocked or not.
Right. Like, is that?
You have to like turn the radio down. Like, yeah.
The dog's like...
Did someone just knock?
Kind of a muffled bark. One of those, not full.
It's like that.
It's like that.
Like they're dreaming.
It'll help you understand what it tastes like. But it is.
It's like a nice subtleness.
Authentic cranberry taste. It's not like a fake waxy taste. I love it. It's a real deal.
That's going to drive me nuts. It does remind me of something, and I'm sure it'll click later.
Ooh.
I might have to come back to that.
We have to drive home.
We have to have a brew review timeout. If Josh ends up getting this, we'll get things ready. Delightful, though.
Yeah.
Not too much.
You're right. Right up
it
front
looks
and
fizzy.
It dissipates.
Yeah.
It looks fizzy, but it's not too fizzy, right?
Effervescent.
It's effervescent. Thank you.
Right. So you guys ready for this for Saturday?
Well, Saturday Beach Street, right?
That's right.
It's another one of those beautiful Beach Street parties.
Oktoberfest.
And now it's like the street is alive with the German feel. It's like you don't even know where you are. You could
That's
be
right.
in Germany for all you know.
Yeah, this year we'll have exclusively German beer. That was some of the criticism we received before was we wanted more European German beer.
Yeah.
So this year, Hofbräu Polliner.
Yeah.
And then we also have some other stuff available, but those will be the big beers available.
Who are these people who are criticizing you, Josh? I'll talk to them right now and tell them
it's
to stop.
Maybe two people.
Okay.
My mom and dad mostly.
That's right. Okay.
They're like,
Josh, you got to get the right stuff in there. But it's a great time down there on Beach Street.
Yeah, it'll be a good time. I believe it starts at 3:00 and ends around 10:00. You know, so come on down. I'll be down there for sure.
You're going to have to work and play. I see if someone's down there. Yeah, more work, really.
Ooh, what is this?
Okay. What flavor are we getting here?
It smells tasty.
It says stop and smell the rosé.
Ooh, and I already did that. Beat you to it.
I was going to get a shirt that said that, but I didn't get it. But this, I'd rather drink it, to be honest with you.
Ooh.
Oh, that is delightful.
I like that.
That's delightful.
Very
I feel
calm.
Like my voice has been a little raspy. I feel like it's getting better, to be honest with you. I think Truly is healing me.
It's a cure-all.
Yeah, no kidding. 5% cure-all.
And 110 calories. That's the part that always blows me away about Truly. 110 calories, so kind of feel good about what you're drinking.
Yes.
It's not overly sweet or anything like that.
Right.
And 5% too, so it's more than your regular domestic beers out there. So don't let anybody make fun of you while you're drinking them.
No.
Never.
Please no. Plus, as the sampler says, it's a celebration.
That's
you're
right.
celebrating. Like, I'm drinking! Yeah, like that. It's a celebration.
I do a lot of celebrating.
There would be like fireworks in the background and bells and stuff.
Confetti.
If you drink enough, there will be.
Yes, I feel like you're totally right. I mean, it's always it starts as a celebration and then it turns into like a frenzy. Boy, this is good, man.
That's delicious.
You know?
BTW. Very good.
I like them both. We're 2-for-2 right now. Were we batting, we would be in the four hole. And there's two holes left. We got to get to them. Should we take a break?
Did you understand those references?
Yeah, those baseball. I definitely know what he's talking
about. World Series time, bro. Come on.
Pay attention.
Climb aboard. It's a Morning Hog Brew Review on 95.7 The Hog. You see, Josh, the batter
Wake
comes
up,
on.
Josh.
The first batter, the second batter.